Well, it's Ross from the Poblast here reporting from a seedy hotel room in a secret location. I've just watched England fall short of the target set by the West Indies. And my instant radical reaction is that I think the first thing is our bowlers have got a problem. I think Stuart Broad, being a bowler, maybe this is why bowlers aren't often captains, I think they are just letting us down a little bit. In both the last two games, the wheels have come off a little bit, and I don't think he's recognising that. The fact that he said today that perhaps West Indies were 20 short shows a lack of realism. It was a pitch that was deteriorating, and more runs were scored on it than at any point in the day. I don't think he's right, and I think we might need to bring Bresnan back in, because Dernbach doesn't quite look the part as an exciting bowler as he is. Also, does this sum up that perhaps cricket is a game of, particularly T20 cricket, can be a game of luck, swing and miss, get a heavy bat, get a big edge, and miss the fielders and you're halfway there. Now, I don't want it to feel sour grapes. I think West Indies were fantastic. I think they fielded outstandingly. I've barely seen a better fielding performance even in the days of John T. Rhodes. But Johnson Charles, I think, had 55 attempts to hit the middle of his bat and only succeeded three times. Beautiful shots though they were. But is that the story of T20? He was man of the match. And yet, really... It was one of the more fluky innings I've ever seen. Over to you.